Let's start with the number that matters. Poor swimming technique can reduce your speed by up to 30%, no matter how fit you are. The core point is simple. Technique matters more than raw strength or endurance. Efficient mechanics allow you to move faster while using less energy. Efficient swimming depends on three core principles: energy conservation, force optimization, and body synchronization. Energy conservation means minimizing the movements that create drag. Force optimization means producing maximum propulsion with each stroke. Body synchronization means coordinating the head, torso, arms, and legs so the body moves as one streamlined unit. Propulsion in swimming comes from two main forces, drag force and lift force. The most effective swimmers use both, especially during the pull phase. Limb strength is important, but the underwater stroke cycle is especially critical for propulsion. In front crawl, a high elbow technique helps maintain a streamlined position while increasing pull efficiency. That reduces drag and improves speed. Body position is one of the biggest speed factors. Proper alignment can reduce drag by 20% to 50%, depending on speed and depth. As swimmers get faster, streamlining becomes even more important. Small changes in body alignment can significantly affect performance. Elite swimmers are able to balance propulsion with resistance management, while recreational swimmers often create unnecessary drag. Three common technical flaws slow swimmers down. First, poor head position. Many swimmers look forward instead of down, which causes the hips and legs to drop. That creates a plowing effect that can increase drag by up to 30%. Better head position means looking toward the pool bottom about 2 to 3 meters ahead, while keeping one cheek and ear in the water during breathing. Second, improper arm mechanics, especially the dropped elbow. Dropping the elbow during the catch phase reduces power generation and leads to weaker water pressure, less forward momentum, more shoulder strain, and poorer stroke efficiency. Stronger arms do not fix this. Correct arm position is needed to apply force effectively. Third, inefficient kicking. Larger kicks are not necessarily better. Excessive kick motion creates drag and wastes energy. A more efficient freestyle kick is short, fast, and stays within the body's streamline. It should originate from the hips, not the knees, with a slight knee bend and relatively straight legs. Core stability also helps maintain body position and smoother stroke transitions. These flaws often compound each other. Fixing them can produce immediate improvements in speed and endurance. Technical efficiency can be measured using several metrics. The first is stroke count, the number of strokes per length. Elite swimmers tend to maintain consistent stroke counts across laps. The second metric is distance per stroke, the distance traveled per stroke cycle. Higher distance per stroke usually indicates better technique, but it must be balanced with stroke rate. The third is the SWOLF score, a combined measure of stroke count and time used to assess overall efficiency. The fourth is the speed to distance per stroke ratio. It shows how well stroke length relates to speed. The fifth is the technical efficiency index, a broader measure of movement quality. Energy expenditure is also important. Different strokes have different energy costs. Front crawl is the most economical, followed by backstroke, butterfly, and breaststroke. Swimming also elevates energy use for at least 4 hours afterward, which can affect fat oxidation and recovery. The key takeaway is that swimmers should prioritize form before intensity. Small technical corrections can produce major speed gains. Proper head position, efficient arm mechanics, and controlled kicking reduce drag, improve power output, and create more consistent speed. Technique is the foundation of swimming performance. It improves efficiency, reduces injury risk, and supports endurance. Before focusing on building speed through volume or intensity, swimmers should refine their mechanics. Other factors that influence swimming speed include physical fitness, training experience, age, gender, and swimming conditions. But technique remains the most controllable and impactful factor. For maximum speed, swimmers should focus on effective leg use, proper body rotation, appropriate elbow bend, quick and efficient breathing, and a smooth S-shaped pull pattern. The goal is not to swim harder, but to swim smarter. In short, better technique creates faster swimming. By tracking stroke count, distance per stroke, and efficiency metrics, swimmers can identify weaknesses, refine their form, and improve performance without excessive fatigue.